I'm Dan Clough's dad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois passed a new COVID-19 milestone Monday. More than 2 million residents have now been tested for the coronavirus. The Department of Public Health announced the state had another day of more than 30,000 tests. The 7-day rolling positivity rate is at 3%. Health officials also announced another 6 deaths from COVID-19 and 883 new confirmed cases. Meanwhile, if you put off filing your income tax returns, time is running out. The deadline for state and federal returns is tomorrow. The filing deadline was extended from April because of the pandemic. Sam Salustro with the Illinois Department of Revenue says most have already finished.
As of last Monday, I think about 86% of the people that we expect to file had already filed, and that's a pretty good number. That comes out to about 5.1 million taxpayers have already filed their taxes.
Salustro urges those who have yet to file to do it electronically and request direct deposit for refunds. In other news, the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority is offering more than $7 million in grants to organizations that are helping people during the pandemic. Acting Director Jason Stamps says the money is intended to help areas hit hard by COVID-19. It can be used in a number of ways, including helping with housing payments.
Then also supportive services for community members. We're talking about case management, legal services, mental and emotional support, behavioral health services, just overall advocacy.
Proposals are due Friday, July 24th, and applications are available on the Criminal Justice Information Authority's website. The Chicago Marathon is canceled because of the pandemic. Marathon organizers and city officials put out a statement Monday saying the challenges of staging such a huge event October 11th are too great. The marathon typically draws about 45,000 runners and wheelchair athletes and 1.5 million spectators. This is the second time in its 43-year history it's been canceled. Organizers are working on a virtual race experience. Chicago is not alone. Marathons in Boston and New York also are canceled because of the pandemic. And an Illinois group trying to get a constitutional amendment on the November ballot is not entitled to looser restrictions during the pandemic. That's the ruling handed down by a federal appeals court. The Committee for the Illinois Democracy Amendment is advocating for a state constitutional change, mandating that the General Assembly take roll call votes on legislation proposing stronger ethical standards.
I'm Leah Lerner. Saluki Athletics is reporting the first positive COVID-19 test among the 127 student-athletes who returned to campus starting last month. The athletics department reports those who had contact with the student-athlete who tested positive have been notified and quarantined by the Jackson County Health Department. The first gate of 50 student-athletes returned to campus June 20th and started working out on the 29th. The second gate of 77 student-athletes made their way to campus July 5th to begin their quarantine period. Looks like locally cases are on the rise for COVID-19 in our region. 41 new cases were reported yesterday. If you'd like to see the updated list, you can look at our website, wsiunews.org. A grassroots group is expanding to fight food insecurity. Chuck Paprocki is the coordinator of the Carbondale Springs Food Autonomy Initiative. He says he hopes through community gardens, residents can have easier access to healthy food.
That people could count on any time and that would meet the needs of the most vulnerable among us.
So far, the group has 3 gardens and more ideas are on the way.
We've got a couple of other gardens in the work, a fruit tree nursery, where we've built chicken coops for people. We supply the chickens and everything.
Paprocki says in addition to making local produce available, he hopes these efforts will lead to a stronger city for people of all backgrounds. For WSIU News, I'm Leah Lerner. You can expect to see a sunny high of about 93 today. Our next chance at rain comes tomorrow afternoon.